And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 3rd of June, 2014. It's the birthday of poet Allen Ginsberg, 1926, Newark, son of Lewis, who was a poet, high school teacher, and Naomi, who was a communist and a paranoid schizophrenic. The boy was very close to his mother when she was in the grip of her delusions. He was the only one whom she trusted, and he often accompanied her to her therapy appointments. She spent much of his childhood in various institutions. He went to Columbia University to study law, but during his freshman year, he met Neil Cassady, William Burroughs, Jack Kerouac, decided that he was a poet. In 1954, Ginsberg moved to San Francisco, where in October 1955, at the age of 29, he read his poem Howl at the Six Gallery, which made him famous. His mother died in 1956, and 2 days later he got a letter from her in the mail in which she had written, "The key is in the window, the key is in the sunlight at the window, I have the key." He wrote his poem in her memory, Kaddish, published in 1961. Allen Ginsberg, who said, "Poetry is not an expression of the party line. It's that time of night lying in bed, thinking what you really think, making the private world public. That's what the poet does." It's the birthday of the romance writer Kathleen Woodiwiss, 1939, born Alexandria, Louisiana, whose first novel, The Flame and the Flower, published by Avon, sold 600,000 copies in 1972. Kathleen Woodiwiss changed the romance genre. Before, the novels had been pretty thin. Hers were often 700 pages long, heavily plotted, full of carefully researched historical detail and steamy sex scenes. And it's the birthday of Larry McMurtry, 1936, Wichita Falls, Texas, raised in Archer City, about 80 miles from the town of Thalia, the setting for several of his novels, including the first, Horsemen Pass By, and also The Last Picture Show. Also the proprietor of an enormous bookstore, Booked Up, the name of it, in his hometown, Archer City, in four large buildings that used to house a car dealership. Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, Naming the Baby. When you are dreaming of the name, you are also dreaming of who they might be. They are invented in darkness under cloak of skin, and for the better part of a year are a swelling or a set of symptoms. The name books are like a box of chocolates, and when you open them, you see how many kinds there really are. There are names of people you have known and disliked, and names that make the wrong sounds, and names that suggest your child will be like everyone else's. There are names that turn your child into a character in a novel, and names that recall the time when your great-grandmother was young. Naming the baby is a way of dreaming about a creature who is almost but not quite. It is a way of imagining the soul of a person you are making but have not made. The name is the first way you see the baby, their title, the syllables that conjure a shape from the lantern. Naming the Baby by Faith Sheeran from The Empty House, published by Word Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.